We're in Simen Kuf Mem Dalid. We're up to the last Sif, Sif Dalid. And we'll be doing that as well as Simen Kuf Mem He. Ein Korin La'odam Echad B'Shnei Sifrei Torah Mipnei Pegamo Shel Rishon. You are not allowed to give one person two aliyas in two different Sifrei Torah because it looks as though there was something wrong with the first one. The Rama says, Pirish, Shanira Kapogim Umatal Dofi Barishan. There was something wrong with the first Sefer Torah that you decided to give him an aliyah then in the next Sefer Torah. Avos Shlosha Gavri B'Shlosha Svarim, Kagon Rishchodesh Tevez Shechalios B'Shabbos, like a Mishum Begam. But the fact that you're taking out another Sefer Torah, or that you take out three Sefer Torah when necessary, and you give three different people aliyahs, or as many people as you want to, that is mutter, because there's no chshash of pagam. Everybody understands that the reason we do it is in order not to spend the time being golol the Sefer Torah barabim because of tircha de tzibura. So we have three different Sefer Torah because they're in three different places. Rishchod is teva shechali is b'shabbos, so that's a case of Shabbos Chanukah, which is also Rishchodesh. It is the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Lamaisa, we don't call Bechlal someone who had an Aliyah already to be Ola in the second Sefer Torah. There is a day, the Magen Avraham holds, that as long as he didn't have the last Aliyah, meaning if you call him for Shvi in one Sefer Torah and then call him up again for Maftar in the next Sefer Torah, so that's a problem. But if you give him Shishi, and then you call someone else up for Shvi, and then give him Maftir, according to the Magen Avraham, that's good. However, the Bach Asus, the Eli Rabba goes with that also, and that is the Minag. The Minag is that we don't call someone up into Sifrei Torah. What happens, why is that? And that the reason is because even so, they'll say that he got his Aliyah, we called up someone else, we then realized the Sefer Torah was possible, and that's why we called him up in the second one. The only time that we are actually matir, giving someone two aliyahs, even in two different svarim, is on Simchas Torah, where the minig is that the chasm bereishis will also get a regular aliyah in Vezos HaBracha, as well as the person who gets maftir. And what happens if you call up someone for shvi, and then you realize that no one else knows how to do maftir? No one else knows how to make the brachas on the haftorah. So you're going to have to give the shvi the haftorah. Says now so if the maftir is in the same Sefer Torah, it's no problem. But if the maftir is in a different Sefer Torah, so then you do have a problem because we're giving a person two aliyahs and two Sefer Torah. There, the Mishnah Berurah says what you should do is be golel the Sefer Torah barabim. So that if we're talking about, for example, on Yontif, what you do is you will not use the second Sefer Torah. You will take the first Sefer Torah, you'll roll it to maftir, and then let him be olah for maftir. The Mishnah Berurah says that all of it's a bir halacha, that all of this is only talking about at the same minyan. There is no isser in getting two aliyahs and two different Sifrei Torah in the same shul in two different minyanim. So someone that was ola with the first minyan could be ola again with the second minyan, even though they're now using a different Sefer Torah, and we don't say that the reason he's getting an aliyah is because there was something wrong with the first one. Simen Kuf Mem Hei Dinei ha-metargamim. So the Rambam says, Bimei chachmei ha-gemara, hayu noagim letargim kidei sheyavinu ha-om. The minhag was, and this was really a takanas chazal, that they say the targum, that means the balkora would lay in a pasik, and then the metargim would read the targum. So there the halachi is, Ein ha-korei rashai likros leturgum in yosem mi-pasik echad. You were only allowed to lay to the meturgam in one pasuk at a time and no more. Ve'en ha-metargam rashay le-targam et sheichlo ha-pasuk mipnei ha-korei. The metargam, the one saying the targam, couldn't start until the bakori finishes the pasuk. Ve'en ha-korei rashay likros pasuk acher at sheichlo ha-targam mipnei ha-metargam. You couldn't start laying the next pasuk until the metargam finished being metargam the previous pasuk. Ve'en ha-korei rashay lagbi ha-kolo yosem ha-metargam v'lo ha-metargam yosem ha-korei. And the one who's laning the pasuk should not be louder than the metargam, and the metargam shouldn't be louder than the one laning the pasuk. Ve'en ha-kore rashai l'sayei l'metargam. And the balkor was not allowed to help along the metargam. Say the metargam made a mistake, the balkor was not allowed to correct him. Shelo yomru targum kosav haTorah, so that no one should think that the same way the balkor is reading the psukim from the Sefer Torah, he's reading the targum from there also. Now, the reason why they were Metargim in those days was because they spoke the spoken language was Aramaic. Therefore, Targum was the way that, like the Machaber said, Yavinu Kol Ha'am. All of the reason for all of these halachis, where you're not supposed to you're not supposed to be louder than the you're not supposed to start the pasuk before the metargam finishes and so on, as well as not laying more than one pasuk at a time to the metargam, is in order to prevent confusion. The halacha that one doesn't lane louder than the metargam not louder than the pasuk. So the Mishneh Brura brings down that this we learn out of the pasuk of Moshe Yadaber v'Elokim Yanenu Bekol, where Bekol Chazal Darshan means Bekol Moshe, that Hashem answered in the same voice as Moshe Rabbeinu. So the same thing here, you don't have a someone laning and someone answering to him at one of them being louder than the other. They're supposed to do it pretty much at the same sound level. Siv Beis, Kotem Metargam Al Yedei Gadol, Aval Eino Kovet L'Gadol Shiyatargam Al Yedei Kotem. If the Bal Koreh is a Gadol, the Kotem could be Metargam. If the Bal Koreh is a Kotem, a Gadol is not Metargam. It is not Derech Eretz for a Gadol to be Metargam, the Pasuk of a Kotem. Says the Mechaber now, Ha'idna Lo Nagu L'Targam. Today, our minag is not to be Metargam. Mishun Demato Elis Petargam Kivin Shei Makirin Mavinim also. Since today people don't naturally speak or understand Aramaic, there's no tachlis in reading the Targum for the Hamonam. In fact, more people understand the Chumash in the Chumash than understand the Targum. So there is no Targum. The Bagan Diborim that Mishneh Brura brings down says that it's still mutter. Bizman hazeh, if you want to have someone laning the Targum after the Bal Koreh, he still could. Now, the question the Achronim ask is why can't we be metakin a targum bizman hazeh to the spoken language? So why, for example, can you not have one person reading the pasuk chumash and then they have the metargum reading one of the translations? So they answer that targum unkelus was written beruach hakodesh. The truth of the matter is unkelus was he was from the Tanoim. He was a talmud of the Gedolei HaTanoim. So we're dealing with something that's really part of Torah Shebal Peh, as opposed to someone's translation of the Chumash, which of course may be based on the Perushim of Chazal, but it was not written Beruach HaKodesh, and we would not say that it's part of the Masorah of Torah Shebal Peh. Therefore, there was no tikkun to do it, and some actually hold that there's even an Isser to do it, although the Mishneh Brura doesn't bring this.